It was FA Cup Day once again for Blyth Spartans. Senior press officer Mark Carruthers was with them every step of the way.
We are the favourites.
I'm Mark Carruthers, Blyth Spartan Senior Press Officer, and I'm on the team bus on the way down to Leek Town for the fixture in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. And I'm here with Spartans manager Tom Wade. Tom, you're a Blyth lad, a Blyth supporter growing up, and no one needs to tell you the importance of this competition, this club.
Yeah, it brings up memories when I was a young lad a long, long, long time ago. Places like Grimsby and that, and Bishop Stoff had these sort of places when the cup run first started and all that. So it's good memories. The lads are good lads here, so they don't know the historic side of the club in 1978. But I think they're getting a feel for it now, you know.
As you were growing up, you said a lot of good memories, and have you related them to the players, or is it just a case of letting them focus on themselves?
I think they've got their own memories now, because they've been here for a season a bit now, and we've had some canny runs, you know, in the cup so far this season. And you've got the Darton game, which is a great game against a very good side, and then Skemsdale, and then Micklover. So they've got their own memories about the cup. It's, a lot of them haven't played them other than this season, so it's they've got great memories, just the, you know, the good friendship. But they don't know this, the history of the club as much. But I think when they get down here and the supporters are there, I think that's when they'll sink in, you know.
And a really tricky looking fixture today.
Yeah, they're a very good side. I've had them watched a couple of times, and we've got reports on them, but it's all in the day, you know. Our lads are up for the game. We've got a good team spirit. It's another weird game, which we're used to now. So I think we'll be okay, you know. I'm very confident. I know the players are. It's on the day. It's a 50-50 shout, you know.
Is there a danger, obviously, the first round looming, Football League teams coming in, possible TV tie? Is there a danger of looking past today?
There probably is for everybody else but the players, because they're a young set of lads. And they don't understand what it's all about, you know, which is a good thing for us, because it's, you know, it's like a normal game for them. They're coming down there, they know there's a bit of a buzz there about different things, but there's only sorts of, like, sort of Robbie Deal and 20 and Hooks who have probably played this level at the fourth round. So it's not really, I don't think there's any nerves there. Maybe when the big crowd's here today, there might be one or two, but I don't think that type of players, you know. I think they just play, and if they're on form, they'll have a good game, you know.
How preparations went this week?
Been excellent, you know. We've had a game on Tuesday against Skemsdale where we played exceptionally well. A good session on Thursday. We're just ready for it, you know. The lads are up there. We've got one or two players coming back, and one or two players carrying little knocks, but that happens in football now. So I think the lads are raring to go, you know.
I'm at Leek Town, and these are the Blyth Spartans supporters.
We are Blyth! 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 We are Blyth!
And now I'll speak to supporter Anthony Seguini. Anthony, hopeful for today?
Quite hopeful. It's going to be a tough game, but I'm hopeful we'll come out. You know, a draw will be a good result, but hopefully we'll be the same as last time, last round, where we sneak the last one in the last minute.
And what is it about this club and this competition?
Oh, the club's fantastic. I've been supporting Blyth now since about 1973, and the FA Cup has just always been at the backbone of all our support, really.
And now we'll speak to media manager Phil Castillo. Phil.
Hi, Mark.
Looking forward to
it? Yeah, it should be a fantastic day, Mark. Great FA Cup atmosphere going on in the club and around the ground, and coming down all the travelling supporters, so looking forward to it.
And a fair contingent of the Green Army here.
Yeah, fantastic turnout as usual, not just from Blyth, but from Canuck, Stoke, London, Manchester, all over the place. It's like a meeting of a family.
Well, it could have been a better first half for the Spartans family, as goals from Matt Bell and Jordan Johnson capped a dominant display for the home side, Leek Town, and pretty much put FA Cup progression beyond the Green Army.
Off time here at Harrison Park, home ground of Leek Town, and it's Leek Town 2, Blyth Spartans 0. The home side, fully deserving of their lead, and to be honest, Spartans could have went in even more than two down. Really haven't got going, hampered by a late arrival here at Leek, but that's no excuse, because it has been very, very poor. The home side, show more urgency, show more commitment, and the front two of Andrew Kinsey, big forward, experienced forward, and Liam Shotton causing problems for all sorts of problems for Spartans' back line. Really, in terms of positives for Blyth, the only positive I would say is that Peter Jeffries in goal is having a great game, and the fact that he's managed to keep it down to two. But at the other end, Ben Chapman, the League Town keeper, hasn't been tested at all, and Spartans have it all to do. As I say, home side fully deserve their lead, and if anything, it could get worse. But plenty to do in the dressing room for Tom Wade and Colin Myers, the Spartans management team, and probably, hopefully, can't get much worse.
It didn't get worse. In fact, it couldn't have got much better for Spartans in the second half. A two-goal deficit became a two-goal lead, adding a late goal from Leek and a last-minute penalty miss, and one of the club's most memorable cup comebacks was complete.
It's full-time here. Blythe Spartans in a phenomenal game have gone through 4-3 at Leek Town, 2-0 down at half-time. Could have been more, but they've came back. Added in the bargain, Leek miss an injury time penalty in the very last kick of the game. I'm here with the Spartans management team of Tom Wade and Colin Myers. Lads, 3 minutes after the end of the game, sum that up. Anyone? Colin, go you first.
It's difficult, Mark. It's difficult. Emotionally drained. The lads have been fantastic. Horrendous start to the game, horrendous. We've had to raise our voices slightly at half time. To get our point across, but I tell you what, they took on everything on board, and we couldn't have dreamed for that start in the second half. And you know, it's all credit to the lads. The lads have done it. Brilliant support. The support was fantastic. It's one of them occasions that you're going to remember for years, isn't it?
And Tom, before the game, I mentioned you're a hometown lad, a Blythe lad. How does it feel to be taking your hometown club in the first round of the FA Cup?
It's very special. It's not so much a hometown club, which is obviously very important, but the lads are brilliant. The lads are just top draw, and I've worked with some good teams before, and yeah, as Colin has. But these are special people, you know. They're just not good footballers. They're really special. Me and Colin read the right at half time, and we're looking in the eyes, and we said, you've got to play for the shirt, you know. You've got to play for your pride, you've got to play for your shirt, you know, and they did. And obviously, a great start when we come out. But I just thought Robbie Deal turned it on a bit, you know, and they couldn't play him, you know, and I thought they were brilliant. I thought Damon won and had a fantastic game. But it means a lot. It means a lot to both me and Colin, because they're great lads, you know.
And Colin, a word about this phenomenal travelling support today. You know, there's over 200 here, and they just backed all the way, even in the first half when things were tough.
Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, a lot of the lads that we've brought in are young lads, and they've never experienced anything like this. And it makes a huge difference to them, because they really want to do it for them people behind the goal and in various different parts of the ground. It's a massive difference, and it's fantastic, fantastic.
Tom, at the draw on Monday, we've got to leave it at this one. Four away draws and four away draws, tough away draws so far. Home draw would be nice?
I would love a home draw for the supporters, but the supporters are brilliant away from home. I just think they're so honest and they're so forgiving, because the first half they were outstanding when we weren't playing that well, but kept it going. Second half, they just kept it going. When we got the first goal, they just pulled in. It's like sucking the energy into people, you know, and they deserve a home draw, but we probably won't get it. But who's bothered, you know? We'll be in, as long as we're in the first round, but we're not bothered. We'll go anywhere, play anybody, and you know, it's exciting games, but we're not bothered. Home draw will be fantastic for the club, but and a big thank you for the supporters, but we don't expect a home draw, so we'll just get on with it, you know.
So this Mark Carruthers, Blythe Spartans press officer, rounding off here at Leek Town. A phenomenal game here. Blythe Spartans 2-0 down half time, battle back to go 4-2 ahead. The home side pulled one back and then contracted a late penalty. Voices going, but word for the Green Army, been phenomenal. Such an emotional day, and on my birthday as well, so not a bad present. And let's see what the first round draw brings on Monday.